So you're reintroducing this legislation that would allow for no excuse absentee voting. Can you just give us a breakdown of why you think that's an important issue for Delaware?
Okay, well, it actually starts that as a veteran, I go to a lot of veterans events. I get to see names on plaques and walls where people made ultimate sacrifices for us to have freedoms. One of those freedoms is freedom to vote. And so I'm appalled every election to see how low the number of percentage of people who vote. So I'm trying to encourage more people to vote, and I think this is one. There's some obstacles there because you can only have one of certain reasons to be able to vote absentee. And I think if we eliminate some of those, things that you don't have to have a reason, I think we'll get more people to vote, and I think that's good for our democracy.
Yeah, currently there are some limits. I believe you can get an absentee ballot if you're active duty military,
Right.
if you're sick, if you're caring for a sick family
Right.
member.
Right.
Why shouldn't there be limits on that?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that go on in our daily lives. Every one of us have things that happen all the time, and not always planned for. Some planned, not some planned. And we have a lot of single parents anymore that have to take their children to school. They have to go to soccer practice. They have to do all those things. They want to participate, but they're limited the way they can do it because we have certain rules that keep them from doing that. So I think it's time that we eliminate some of those rules.
You introduced this legislation 2 years ago. It did get to the House floor, but it failed. All Democrats voted for it, but you needed one more vote from Republicans.
Right.
You guys lost two seats in the most recent election, so now you need three votes really to get it through. Do you think that you have that support?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I am working very diligently to try to get those three votes with the other side, because it's not about a party. It's not whether you're Democrat or Republican or anything, that this does not benefit anybody. This only benefits everyone to allow their people to vote.
Their concerns from 2 years ago seem to be as though they were concerned that there would be potential for fraud, people picking up absentee ballots, maybe multiple ballots, or those that aren't eligible to vote doing so anyway. What do you have to say to those concerns?
Well, what I say is, since I do most of the election bills in the House, that is the number one reason everybody ever gives when they don't want to do an election bill, is fraud. But when you actually ask the Commissioner of Elections how many fraud cases we have, it's zero. It's zero. It's not 10, 20, 30, 40. It's zero reported if you go ask her. So that's just an excuse not to do it to me. So that's my personal belief, but you know what I mean? So I don't think there's really fraud. We don't have rampant fraud or anything. And I think that it's time to do it. It just really is.
How soon do you think this is going to get into committee, and are you going to push for a floor vote this year, or are you going to take your time to try and maybe cultivate some more support around it?
Yeah, I'm going to try to cultivate the three votes. I need the three votes. It's no sense trying to move forward if I don't think I can get the three votes. So I will be talking to the other side of the aisle. Last time I was told after the fact that there was quite a few of them that really wanted to vote with me, but they just couldn't. And so maybe this time we'll get those votes.